Buff Bradley is the trainer of Divisadero, and he is with us now here on HRRN. Buff, thanks for taking the time, my friend.
Good morning, Mike. No, it's nice to be here.
Yeah, happy Arlington Million Day. How's Chicago?
Chicago is very nice. It was like 58 degrees this morning. Sun shining now. It's very nice weather here. It's quiet. So Big D's already had his breakfast and down for a nap and back up and ready to get his bath and walk.
All right, so let's talk about this spot in the Arlington Million. Obviously, he fits because he's beaten Beach Patrol. He's beaten Oscar-nominated. Has to turn the tables on Ascend, who beat him last time in the Grade 1 Manhattan. But tell us a little bit about Divisadero and how he's doing coming into the race.
Well, he's been doing super coming into the race. And this is a race that we've kind of looked at for the last year or so and really wanted to get up here for this. To go at it, it's a it's a prestigious turf race, one of the best in the country, and so it was exciting to be able to point him towards this. And like I said, he's coming into it really, really nice.
You've brought him along kind of slowly this year. Is that based on his age? Is he a little bit harder to train now that he's older?
No, I mean he's. He's been great this year. And, I think that the races we did space him a little bit further apart, some of them. But he's ready to go now. I mean, this is going to be his race, I think. And the way it sets up, last time we didn't have such a great setup in that race. It was, slow pace up front, and that turf course was pretty fast that day. If you'll remember, it's one of the fastest three races before that. I saw one of the fastest three quarters I've seen. So, and then our race went quite a bit slower on the front end, and we kind of knew going into that could be a problem. We get Julian back aboard for this race, and I think Julian knows where he needs to be. He's a great judge of pace. Nothing against Johnny B, but I know that Julian has quite a bit of confidence in this colt, so glad to have him back on.
Buff, what makes Divisadero so good?
I think a lot of it is his demeanor and the way he takes things in, and you can do whatever you want with him. He's a very smart colt. He's one that you can, he's not real aggressive around the barn, but when he gets on the track, if you ask him to go, he's going to go, and if you pull him back, he'll relax for you. So I think a lot of it is his mindset, and he listens to the person that's on him.
Buff, good morning. Mike D'Anzaris from Embrace the Race, and thanks as always for wearing our great blue tie there on your big race days. We appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a lot of great kick out of that this morning, earlier in the week with the blood horse photo, so thank you. But I do have another question for you. You look up and down this horse's past performance, grade one, grade two, grade one, grade one. I mean, this horse just, you guys, other than that one allowance earlier in the year, you pretty much are just picking all the big spots for him. What's it like to just sort of repeatedly be showing up again and again against top flight conditions and top flight competition and sort of managing those invariable ups and downs that come with running at such a top level?
Yeah, and I think, Mike, that a lot of, his races, he's been running every time. I think they didn't, some of them didn't set up for him, but he's run about every single race he's run in. He's just really put forth the effort, and sometimes we got caught behind a slow pace and things didn't work out. Obviously he loves Churchill and he loves that course, and I think this course here favors him as well. He likes Keeneland. I think this little wider course, I think he'll like that. He does. I mean, when you dance in every big dance, you're not going to win them all. You got to be. You just want to be running your best every one to try to hit those.
Right.
And this one here would be a big feather in his cap if he could grab this one.
Buff Bradley joining us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network to visit Darrow going in the Grade 1 Arlington Million later this afternoon. Of course, we'll have that coverage for you beginning 6 o'clock Eastern Time, presented by TwinSpires.com. Buff, you mentioned pointing for this race for a long time. Have you thought ahead? Like, I know trainers hate to look past a certain race, but have you mapped out what the schedule might look like the rest of the year, assuming that everything goes well this afternoon?
No, we haven't even looked past this race yet. I mean, there's so many options, and you know, there's some even shorter races that we've thought about. You know, we think that he's a nice enough horse that he could get it done in the mile as well. You face the same thing with him in the mile, though, as a pace scenario, and then them bunching up, and he might have a little tougher trip there, but he certainly can. He's got that much ability that he could win going a mile. So I don't, you know, we haven't looked forward, I mean, past this race, but do see quite a few options out there.
Buff, spend just a minute talking about Divisadero's owners, Gunpowder Farms. Tell me a little bit about that relationship and their involvement.
Well, they've had horses for maybe 4 or 5 years now, and they've been very fortunate to have some very nice horses and Breaking Luck Hughes with Reed Baker and some other nice stakes horses. They were very good about Divisadero every time that I said, let's just give him a little break. Divisadero's never had any major problem. He just needed a little time after some of his races. And as Mike had mentioned earlier, you know, we're hitting all the big races. And when you do that, you've got to rest him in between at some point. And every time I said, let's just give him a break, they were very good about just taking this horse. And he went from the stall right out to the paddock. So there wasn't any, you know, he didn't have to be let down or kept up in the barn for a while. He got to enjoy his downtime being outside. So I think that, you
He's
know,
Buff
a lot
Bradley.
Of... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, he's Buff Bradley. He's better than anybody at doing this, winning these big races. And, Buff, we want to wish you all the best later this afternoon in the Arlington Million. We've got to get to the top of the hour break, but before I do, we're sitting here at the Embrace the Race store, so I have to ask you, why do you, Buff Bradley, embrace the race and embrace this sport?
Well, you know, this is all it. This is the game. This is what we love, and these kind of races. You know, these are the big ones that we get up and come to the barn every morning for. You know, you hope to get these kind of horses, and when you do, you want to enjoy them.
There he is, Buff Bradley.
Can't say it much better than that, Buff.
Well,
good luck today.
Good luck, pal.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.